with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, February 17th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we'll bring you a Class 1A Region 4 semifinal matchup. It's an all-Plymouth County regional semifinal as 15th-ranked Kingsley Pearson heads up to Remsen, take on 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's. These two were in a good battle earlier on in the month of January when they played each other. Looking for more of the same here tonight. Kingsley Pearson taking on Remsen St. Mary's, top 15 matchup, regional semifinal. You're going to want to tune in. Pre-game coverage starts from the Harpenau Gym in Remsen at 6:45, tip-off at 7. Catch all the action right here on KLEM Radio. And yesterday, the second day of the Boys State Wrestling Tournament in Des Moines, all 19 of our Plymouth County wrestlers were still alive in some form, whether they were in the championship bracket or in the consolation bracket. Let's take a look at how they did. We'll start in Class 3A with the Lamar's Bulldogs at 120 pounds, Brock Asinius. Consolation round matchup, he lost it in a 12-2 major decision to Ryan Hofer of Cedar Rapids Xavier, so Asinius' season came to an end in the state tournament. At 145 pounds, Keegan Kaiser saw his season come to an end, losing a major decision 12-3 to Luke Hageman of Marshalltown. At 160 pounds, Alex Allen of Lamar's lost his matchup in a 6-4 decision to Bettendorf's Jordan Roberts and ends his season. 182 pounds, Evan Jalis lost his matchup in a 5-2 decision to Waukee Northwest's Abe Parker. Jalis' season ends at the state tournament. At 195 pounds, Camden Fireholm got a win in his first consolation matchup, beating Carson Slora of Indianola in a 4-1 decision. And then his second consolation matchup of the day last night, he lost it by pin in the second period to Cedar Rapids Prairie's Colin Velke. So Firehelm's season comes to an end at the state tournament. Bulldogs' only wrestler on the front end of the bracket in the quarterfinal round, Aiden Hoag. Well, he's on to the semifinal round. Won a 6-1 decision over Dennis and Schleswig's Jackson Hildebrand. And so Hoag will wrestle in the semifinal round today. We'll have his matchup coming up for you later on in our schedule rundown. Waverly Shell Rock is the first place team after 2 days in the Class 3A tournament with 101 points. Southeast Polk is second, Bettendorf third. The Lamar's Bulldogs have 13.5 team points. They are 35th in 3A. On to the 1A tournament, and that's where the rest of our Plymouth County wrestlers are. We'll go down from lowest weight class to highest weight class. Starting at 106 pounds, Kingsley Pearson's Evan Yagodzinski saw his season come to an end with a quick pin in the first period, losing to Clayton Ridge's Eric Flores. At 113 pounds, one of our frontside wrestlers, Cale Morrow of Akron Westfield. Quarterfinal matchup, he won it. He's not allowed a point to any of his opponents of the state tournament, by the way. He defeated Gage Samo of Waco in a 6-0 shutout decision. At 120 pounds, in the consolation bracket, Gavin Wigg of Kingsley Pearson lost by pin in the second period to Jessup's Ethan Krall, ending Wigg's season. At 126 pounds, Ethan Sashow, quarterfinalist for Hinton, the only wrestler still alive for the Blackhawks on the front end of the bracket yesterday. He lost his matchup in a 9-3 decision to Ogden's Colton Munson. Sashow will wrestle in the consolations later today. At 126 pounds in the consolation round, Jaden Friedrichs wrestling back, and he won both his matchups yesterday, defeating Sawyer Callahan of BGM in the second period with a pin, and then beat Moravia's Aiden Golston by pin in the first period. Good showing from Friedrichs, keeping himself alive in the consolation bracket. At 132 pounds, quarterfinalist Carson Sentions of Kingsley Pearson, he lost his quarterfinal matchup in a 19-4 tech fall to Gable Porter of Underwood. Anybody with the name Gable for a first name, you know it's going to be a tough matchup in wrestling, so Carson Sentions will wrestle the backside of the bracket starting today. At 132 pounds in the consolation round, Mark Gant of Hinton, he won by pin over West Sioux's Dustin Van Ort to start the day in the second period, and then lost a 6-3 decision to Caleb Cook of Pleasantville, ending his season. At 138 pounds, Tyler Orjachowski won his first consolation matchup by pin in the second period over Aslan Wills of St. Ansgar, and then lost his second consolation matchup of the day in a 6-3 decision to St. Albert's John Helton. At 152 pounds, Jackson Kunkel of Hinton, he lost his consolation matchup in an 11-4 decision to Zach Butler of Woodbury Central, ending Kunkel's season. At 170 pounds, Gabe Anderson started the day with a win in in the consolation bracket, a 5-3 decision over Will Healy of Kemper Catholic, but then lost a quick one in a second consolation matchup to Lisbon's Matthias Cole in the first period, ending Anderson's season. At 182 pounds, Jacob Bishop lost his consolation round matchup in the third period to Chase Wickwire's Belle Plaine's Chase Wickwire. At 195 pounds, Ian Blau moved on to the semifinal round for Akron Westfield. He won by pin in the third period over Emmitsburg's Ben Saxton and will keep himself alive for a state title today. Also at 195 pounds, Brooks Benebos of Hinton lost by pin in the third period to Parker Timp of South Winneshiek. Again, all these results are on KLEM1410.com. Team scores after day two in Class 1A. Don Bosco's first, no shocker there. Nashua Plainfield 2, Wilton 3. Not too much a shocker in those two either. Akron Westfield is 15th with two semifinal wrestlers. Hinton is 3rd and Kingsley Pearson 42nd so far. To some basketball news from yesterday, the Galen Catholic boys basketball team won their final home game of the year, defeating George Little Rock in the district semifinal by a score of 53-41. The Jays found themselves quickly down 12-9 after the Mustangs got their offense rolling quickly to start the game. The Mustangs would increase that lead to 15-10 by the early part of the second quarter, and that is when head coach Mike Langle made a change in the Jays' defense that helped them go on a 14-0 run and take a 9-point lead. He says that was a big turning point in the game.
We changed our defense up and got about 5 or 6 stops in a row, and we came down and scored and got it tied up, and I think Bondo, I don't remember for sure, but I think Bondo had a big play right in there, a steal and a layup or something, and got a lot. He got everybody charged up, and we stayed with that defense. Our defense stayed tough the whole entire game.
At that point in the game, the Jays had been struggling rebounding the basketball as well. Galen was given second and third chances up on a lot of Mustang possessions. Coach Langle then put in Carter Kellen to help secure some rebounds, and Langle says Kellen's hustle was a huge spark for his team.
What a whale of a game he played. His dad has a bruise on his left leg right now, I guarantee you. When he hustled after that ball and kicked it out to Drake and he hit that three, Coach Kellen has a bruise on his right thigh, I guarantee you that. That poor guy, he's going to be limping tomorrow. But Carter came in and he came in and sparked this team. Our players believe in Carter, and when he comes in and plays like that, that just fires him up.
And the Jays got a standard Keaton Bonderson offensive output of 27 points to lead the way. Heading into the half, no one else had more than 3 points for the Jays, and that changed in the second half when Keaton Logan, Drake DeRocher, and Connor Kraft started getting shots to fall. Coach Langle says those three picked up their offense when the team was struggling in the second half.
You know, we were in a little lull right there. We went about 4 or 5 possessions where we didn't score, and you know, we don't shoot those threes to get out of a slump, but then again we do. We kind of, if you're good and wide open, you know, yeah, with the right guys shooting them. That was Keaton was a couple threes were huge, and then Drake threw that one after Carter's hustle.
The game was special for the Jays, who advanced to the district final for the second time in 3 years. It was also special for Mike Langle, who coached his final home game at Galen Catholic. And, of course, it was special because it was a win. He says the Deb Campbell Memorial Gym has hosted some great memories for him and his family.
That was our main goal tonight. It's my last game and everything, but my focus is on this team, really, and how far we can get them. And tomorrow we're going to be looking at film, and I've played here and watched my sons play here and my daughters and everything else, and now I've coached here for eons, and so it's cool. I'll be back to watch. I ain't going nowhere.
The environment was electric for the Jays, who will take a 19-5 record to Tuesday's district final in Cherokee against 10th-ranked Newell Fonda. Coach Langle says that electricity propelled them to play their best basketball of the season, and now he says the goal is to play like that again and again in the next few games.
Our fans over there, our student body was just getting after it, and our players definitely fed off of that. There's no doubt about it. that first half, we got a roll, and our kids were just stoked and getting after it. And I think they didn't want to walk out of this place, their last home game as seniors. They didn't want to walk out of it. They didn't want me to walk out of here as a loser. So
yep.
They really got after it. And quite honestly, if we can keep that intensity through the tournament, we're going to see where we can get. We're gonna raise some cane.
George Little Rock ended their season with a record of 11-11. Taking a look at the scoreboard from yesterday in boys basketball, Class 1A District 1 saw 7th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's survive an upset bid from Hartley Melvin Sanborn. 58-45, the victory for the Remsen St. Mary's Hawks. South O'Brien ended Kingsley Pearson's season in the other district semifinal there, 44-35. It'll be a rematch of last year's district final between South O'Brien and Remsen St. Mary's. In Class 1A District 2, 10th-ranked New Fonda rolled over Grettinger Terrell Ruth Van Ayrshire 83-53. Again, the Mustangs will play the Jays in the district final there. In Class 2A District 1, 5th-ranked Western Christian stomped Cherokee 81-33. Esterville Lincoln Central defeated Garner Hayfield Ventura 59-44. And in Class 2A District 2, 10th-ranked West Lyon rolled over Okoboji 69-43. And Emmitsburg took down Rock Valley 68-49. Finally, in Class 2A District 15, top-ranked Central Lyon destroyed Boyden Hall 85-61. West Sioux got by Unity Christian. Single digit ball game there, 63-54. Finally, in boys basketball in the MRAC, the Lamar's Bulldogs ended their regular season with a tough loss. South Sioux City came from behind, beat the Bulldogs 54-52. Lamar's will take a 4-17 regular season record into their sub-state quarterfinal coming up next week. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. State wrestling continues for 6 Plymouth County wrestlers. Aiden Hogue of Lamar's will wrestle later tonight against Iowa City High's Ben Keeter. Yes, that Ben Keeter, who's a world champion. He's also going to Iowa to both play football and wrestle. So it's going to be a tough challenge for Hogue, but if anybody's up to the task, it's Aiden Hogue. On the backside of their brackets, Carson Sentions of Kingsley Pearson, he'll take on Caleb Cook of Pleasantville. Ethan Sashow of Hinton will take on Southeast Warren's Braden Sheffers. Jaden Friedrichs of Akron Westfield will take on Wilton's Brody Brisker. And still alive at the semifinals, Cale Morrow of Akron Westfield will take on Nashua Plainfield's Nick Brace. And Ian Blau will take on Westwood's Jackson DeWald. Best of luck to our Plymouth County wrestlers, 6 of them still alive in the state tournament. In girls basketball today, of course, our contest will bring you tonight in Class 1A Region 4, 15th-ranked Kingsley Pearson at 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's. The other matchup there is Coon Rapids Bayard at Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton. In Class 2A Region 2, it's West Sioux at Central Lyon. MVAOCOU is at 10th-ranked Hinton tonight. In Class 2A Region 3, Ridgeview's at 4th-ranked Sibley O'Cheadon. Central Springs is at 14th-ranked Sioux Central. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. And don't forget to tune in tonight. Remsen St. Mary's taking on Kingsley Pearson in a regional semifinal. Pregame at 6:45, tip at 7 o'clock. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.